A near perfect U.S. corn crop this year. That's next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. With nearly all of the U.S. corn crop harvested, it is not only a record crop in terms of volume, it's also a high-quality crop, according to Alexander Grabois of the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council.
This past harvest season, we saw hot and dry conditions at the end of the season, so that was more conducive to the kernel not breaking as much. We also saw that due to the weather factors, there was less of a need for artificial drying in some of the northern regions.
As a result, says Grabois, corn buyers will be getting a valuable commodity with this year's U.S. corn crop.
What we do see is that corn quality will help our customers be able to maximize their investments. Being able to go to our customers and have good news to say that we have had a high-quality corn with no major mycotoxin issues, very low BCFM, high test weights. That allows our customers to really be able to make the most of the product that's coming in. We look at quality as a way to separate U.S. corn from its competitors, showing that it can be treated not just as a commodity, but a high quality and high performing ingredient or input into a variety of operations.
You can learn more at grains.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.